Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis, and today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esr Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeich Refayin Ruziva Kahagun, Bikar of Mamesh. Now this Perek deals mostly with Chazaka, and although this word is used in many ways, the general idea is that Chazaka establishes a person's right to a particular thing. Chazaka on property means he has the rights to it, it's his. Same thing with Metaltalin, movable objects. There's also a concept of Chazaka of Tashmish, the rights to use something in a particular manner, even though it's not his, and Chazaka of Nezikin allows one to do what he's currently doing, even though it might cause damage to another. Now, in general, we say kol mashtachas yadai shalayhu. Whatever a person is holding belongs to him. He's the mochzek. He doesn't have to bring a raya that it's his. But with property, it's different. Just because one is occupying a given field and acting as the owner, that's not sufficient basis to say that it's his. And as we're going to learn in Mishnah Aleph, cheskas karkais is 3 years. So let's say Reuven buys a property from Shimon, and later on Shimon claims that Reuven is just squatting, using this property without legal rights. In order to prove ownership, Reuven has to keep his shtar for 3 years. It's only after being there for 3 years do we say that he has chazaka and doesn't need a shtar to prove that it's his. As long as he has edim that he was there for 3 years, he's good to go. And that's because if what Shimon is saying is really true, then he should have made a macha. He should have protested in front of edim, Reuven's in my property unlawfully. And this would reach the ears of Reuven, basically notifying to hold on to his document proving that he owns it. But since Shimon didn't make a macha and 3 years passed, we say that Reuven is the mochzek. Now knowing that, we'll be able to understand the Mishnah. Mishnah Aleph tells us chaskas abatim, in order to make a proper chazaka on a house, ba'baris or on a pit, ba'shichin, a long thin ditch, ba'ma'arais or a cave, ba'shevchais, or dovecotes, ba'marchatzais, bathhouses, base habadin, olive presses, base hashlachin, a field that needs extra water and rainwater is not sufficient for it, va'avadim, or slaves, v'chalshu peres tadir, or anything that's constantly producing peres, it's constantly producing something. For example, a store or a chatzar, they're in constant use. Chazkash inshallah shalom yom liyom, if a person wants to be able to make a chazaka and not have to have a shtar to prove that it's his, he needs to be there for 3 years from day to day, meaning from the beginning of year one all the way till the end of year three. However, let's say we're talking about a stay habal, a person occupying a field that rainwater is sufficient for it. Chazkash inshallah shalom, the chazaka is still 3 years. However, it doesn't have to be precisely from the beginning of year one all the way till the end of year three. And that's because since it's not constantly producing, there aren't crops growing there all the time, because really the crop is just going to grow after the rainy season and that's it for that year. A person just needs to be there for three crop years, but not 3 years from day to day. However, Reb Shmuel argues and says it doesn't even need to be for three full crop years. It's actually less than that. In order to make a chazaka on a stay Baal, he only has to be there for the three last months of the first year, three first months of the last year, and the 12 months of the middle year. That's a total of 18 months. Although Rabbi Shmuel agrees with the Tanakama that the Mochsek has to get three crops out of this field over the course of 3 years, it doesn't have to be three almost full years, it could be three shortened years. Take for example barley or oats or beans, they grow fairly quickly, it only takes them 3 months to grow, and therefore the Mochsek could just grow these crops at the end of the first year, beginning of the third year, and he would have to have a full crop during the middle year, and so he only has to be there 18 months to make a chazaka. Now Rabbi Kiva argues and says, he only has to be there for the last month of the first year, the first month of the last year, and 12 months in the middle, and that's because according to Rabbi Kiva, we can even grow something like vegetables that take much quicker to grow than barley or oats, and that way a person can make a chazaka in even a short amount of time. Now Rabbi Shmuel clarifies, when is it said, b'stei lavan, only we're talking about a field that some sort of crop is growing in there, like the ones that we mentioned, that the entire thing is harvested all at once. Avol b'stei ilan, but we're talking about a field of trees, an orchard, that has many different types of fruits growing, and they're all harvested at different times, he can make a chazaka in even a shorter amount of time. Kanas his tevuah asai, he brings in his tevuah, which over here is referring to wine that was made from the grapes that grew here. Masak asesav, he harvested the olives. Kanas his ketsai, he brought in his dried figs. Hare elu shalashanim, that's considered 3 years, even though it wasn't done across the course of 3 years, since this is three separate crops, it's considered like 3 years, and a person can make a chazaka like that as well. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva or like Rabbi Shmuel. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, over here we focus on this macha, on this protest that the original owner would have to make if he doesn't want to lose his rights to the field. And here the Mishnah tells us, Shalosh ha'aretz l'chazaka. Eretz Yisrael is actually broken up into three different lands in regards to chazaka. Yehuda, ve'evar Yarden, v'hagalil. So let's say, Hayah b'Yehuda, the original owner was in Yehuda, v'hechzik b'galil, and somebody else made a chazaka in his field in the Galil, or b'galil v'hechzik b'Yehuda. The owner was in Galil, and the guy who made a chazaka in his field is in Yehuda. And a chazaka, that's not a chazaka, ache ima b'medina. He has to be with him in the Medina, in that same province, in that same area. And that's because since the original owner and the machzik are in two different areas, and there aren't shayaris, there aren't caravans going back and forth, so a protest from the original owner won't reach the ears of the machzik. That requires the machzik to keep his shtar for longer than 3 years. And therefore, even if he was there for 3 years, he's not able to say, well, I was here for 3 years and no one made a macha. The reason why no one made a macha is because the macha is not going to reach you. The only way a chazaka of being being there for 3 years without a macha would work is if the original owner, the one who's supposed to be making the macha, and the field are in the same locale. Now Rav Yehuda argues with his entire concept of 3 years. This idea of 3 years was only said for an extreme situation where the owner was in Asfamia, which is often translated as Spain. He was really far away from Eretz Yisrael, and his field that somebody else is making chazaka on is in Eretz Yisrael. So over here, we need 3 years. Yachzik Shana means that the Muchzik is in the field for a year. Yelchav Yediyu Shana means that somebody now is traveling to Asfamia to tell the original owner somebody's in your field. And the Yavle Shana Cheres is that it takes another year to get from Asfamia back to Eretz Yisrael so the owner could bring this guy to Beis Din saying, hey, you're in my property. And that's the only reason why 3 years was mentioned. But if they happen to be closer to each other, even if they're in different areas in Eretz Yisrael, then a chazaka could happen sooner than 3 years. And it's because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has nothing to do with a person keeping their shtar for 3 years. It's just simply that a person is not going to allow somebody else to be in his property without making macha. And that means the macha has to happen right away. You're not given this 3-year buffer zone in a standard situation. And that's why, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chazaka could happen even quicker than 3 years. But we don't pass going like him. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah, Gimel, and Daled. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.